You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The Department of Telecommunications has sought the support of the Customs Department to strengthen the mechanism to check import of telecom equipment. This is because despite the rationalization of the Customs Tariffs Act to plug loopholes, some companies are able to import telecom equipment in the non-trusted category by manipulating product codes. The risks of this are twofold. First, products from China with malware can enter the country. And second, the government loses revenue as the codes are changed to those of products attracting zero duty. Further, firms which have been selected under the production-linked incentive schemes also lose out as the finished products manufactured by them face competition from cheaper imports. The Customs Department has asked DoT to share a list of codes that are being manipulated so that it can step up its vigil. Meanwhile, the Resolution Professional of Future Enterprises has invited expressions of interest from prospective bidders, formally starting the insolvency process of the company. The last date for submitting EOLS is June 25th, while the Resolution Professional will announce a provisional list on July 5th. The last date to submit objections to the list is July 10th. Future Enterprises has a total of 26 financial creditors, including Axis Bank, Bank of Baroda, Bank of India, Bank of Maharashtra, Canara Bank, Central Bank of India, DBS Bank India and Dhanlakshmi Bank. As of May 10, the Resolution Professional has received claims totaling Rs 15,820 crore, of which claims worth Rs 12,266 crore have been admitted and worth Rs 3,554 crore rejected. In the economy sector, to bring down cereal inflation that has been in double digits for the past many months, the government is likely to sell more wheat and rice in the open market and keep a close watch on the price movement. While the Food Corporation of India is likely to offload wheat in the open market through bulk buyers next month against usual practice of selling the stocks during the January-March lean period, officials are also considering a proposal to sell surplus rice to curb the possibility of any spike in prices. Official sources said the distribution of monsoon rains is being closely monitored, as there is likelihood of an adverse impact of El Nino condition on annual precipitation, which may pull down Kharif paddy sowing. Moving on, the centre has earned Rs 4,000 crore as interest from states in financial year 23, thanks to tighter norms for funds lying idle with them under centrally sponsored schemes. A senior official told FE, quote, "We have found that there were states who had not paid their counterpart funding for 5 years. We were actually financing their cash to some extent," unquote. The centre has managed to retrieve over Rs 40,000 crore lying idle for years after it issued a diktat last year to the states, stating that either they spend the unspent balances accumulated over the years in CSS or return the monies. The centre's precondition that states have to fully integrate their treasuries with its public financial management system to be eligible to get a share in its Rs 1 trillion 50-year interest-free capex loan scheme in FY23 also helped to unravel the extent of unspent funds in the CSS. On to aviation, aircraft lessor Wilmington Trust SP Services Dublin has moved the National Company Law Tribunal to initiate insolvency against low-cost carrier SpiceJet. The matter is likely to come up for hearing on Monday, according to the cause list on NCLT's website. Last month, the Directorate General of Civil Aviation had deregistered 3 planes of SpiceJet at the request of lessors, and one of the aircraft belonged to Wilmington. Wilmington is the third lessor to have moved the NCLT for recovering their dues from SpiceJet. Pleas by aircraft lessor Aircastle and engine lessor Willis Lease Finance are already pending in the tribunal. Lastly, let's hear about the stocks you need to watch out for. IIFL Finance Managing Director Nirmal Jain said that the company is looking to raise around Rs 20,000 crore in FY24 through various routes, including bank loans, bonds and external commercial borrowings. DMart Ready, the online platform of Avenue Supermart's own grocery retail chain DMart, has intensified its discount strategy, cutting prices by at least 20-30% in June. TVS Credit Services has achieved a successful equity capital raise of Rs 480 crore from Premji Invest. As part of the deal, Premji Invest will acquire additional equity shares worth Rs 257 crore. Following the completion of both primary and secondary investments, Premji Invest will possess a 9.7% equity stake in TVS Credit. Info Edge India will sell its entire shareholding in Happily Unmarried Marketing to VLCC Healthcare for Rs. 61 crore. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.